What's up? Welcome to another episode of Chatting with Phoenix. Hope everybody has been doing well, chasing them goals, chasing a bag, and also taking care of yourself. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about logic over emotions, and we'll be right back in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So I've actually had this topic on my mind for like the last 3 or 4 days, and literally I was like, you know what, it's late. As you can hear, my voice is deep. It's about that time to go to sleep. But I was like, you know what, I need to really go ahead and express what's on my mind, because if I can do anything, I want to save people from a lot of heartache that I have experienced. And honestly, if I probably would have listened to people, I would have saved myself a lot of heartache that I didn't have to go through. They often say, we always want to have bought sense. We don't have to go through the same things everybody else goes through. Sometimes we can take what resonates, take those good gems that people drop to us and incorporate in our lives. Why we got to keep going through the same old stuff? Someone can tell you something that's not going to work. Maybe listen instead of thinking we know everything. This is a little sidebar. So I just want to let people know that sometimes we have to be more logical than emotional. Sometimes we may want to be in a situation with someone. We may feel some type of way about our situation, finances, but we got to keep pressing. Sometimes things don't go right with family. But my thing is, if we keep putting ourselves in situations, and this is for me, definitely, I am preaching to the choir on this podcast, because I'm guilty of putting myself in situations that I know better, I knew better, but I still chose to do it, thinking emotionally. And hey, we're human beings. I'm a woman. I'm emotional. I desire so many things, love, affection. Who doesn't, right? We desire close-knit relationships with family, friends. Really, it would be great if we lived in a perfect world and everything would just go the way we want it to go. Unfortunately, life is not set up like that. It's not a fairy tale. So we have to be logical about our decisions. Sometimes leading with your heart may not always be the best thing. I'm not saying people not to lead with your heart. But for example, if you're steady in a relationship with someone and they're constantly not choosing you, they're constantly not making you feel like you're important, you're not feeling valued at your job or feeling valued with family, and it's something you continually keep going through and you're like, hey, I'm going to give it one more chance. You know, maybe they won't do me like that. Maybe this job will give me a raise and see my value, even though I've been there for so many years. Maybe they will notice me. Maybe my spouse will stop cheating on me. I'm just giving out some examples. However, you've been doing this time after time, time after time, time after time, and to no avail, nothing has changed. It's time to do something different. It's time to think logically. I often tell a lot of my friends, or you know, people who are younger than I am, I spend a lot of time telling myself things I couldn't do. I'm going through a situation. And truth be told, hey, I'm going through a situation now. Most of us are going through something. However, I learned to go ahead and put that emotion into my art. That's where I can thrive and I can, you know, find therapy. Music, photography, writing, journaling, for example, the gym, those are therapeutic things for me. Music has always been a safe place, a safe haven for me to get out thoughts, different feelings, emotions that I couldn't convey or I wasn't able to talk about. Music has allowed me to be vulnerable. And there was a time when I wasn't really doing my music a lot of times I would be like, well, I'm going through something. I would just allow my circumstance or my situation to really define what I was going to do and what I was going to do for the future. And I spent so many years being stagnant, being in one place because of my emotions. As I've gotten older, I have learned, you know what, Brittany, why not use these emotions and do something logical with it? Why not put it into my music or go work out or keep pushing, keep going? Put that intensity, put those feelings into something that is concrete that will actually help me get through the situation, not soak in my pity, throw a pity party, be a victim. Being a victim is not going to help nobody, right? We have to be more logical than emotional. And as women, that's often easier said than done, because we're not programmed or we're not created to be so hard as we come off, right? But we have to often make better decisions. You know, I was having a conversation with a friend earlier, telling her about a situation. And it's a situation, you know, hey, it kind of was a little funny story, but it's something I put myself in. I can't be mad at nobody but myself. And with that being said, sometimes we can't be mad at ourselves. I'm sorry, we can't be mad at nobody except ourselves. If we put ourselves in situations, then we know damn well that it was not a good idea. So I just encourage everybody, you know, we're human beings, we're not perfect. Hey, I'm not writing the blueprint on all this stuff. I'm just giving you opinion from my point of view. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be down. You know, give yourself time. Hey, you might even want to give yourself a whole day. But after that is over and you done got those tears out, be like, you know what? Get your ass up and do something different. Go ahead and put all that intensity and all that into forming a game plan to help get you through. Or even if you have people you need to talk to, like I had a friend earlier, was like, you know what, if you need somebody, I'm here for you. And it's so refreshing to hear that, because when you feel like you've been the rock for so many people, but unfortunately a lot of people do not have your back or your best interests. And when you find people who are actively not only telling you but also acting in a way that a friend acts, being there for you when you need somebody to lean on. So hey, it's just a great thing. And also when your friend says, not only I got you, but I'm here with you. Sometimes it's all we need. So I really believe that once we start transitioning into being more logical, it's helping us to find resources to help us get through our problems, actively make better decisions, decide that we don't no longer want to be involved in things that are not serving us. And unfortunately, sometimes when we make emotionally based decisions, they're often not good. Sometimes our heart can be flawed. It can be leading us in the wrong direction sometimes, you know what I mean? But I just really want to encourage everybody to just be a little bit more logical, be more strategic in your game plan. You know, certain things are not going to work out. Certain times we desire to be with people, and unfortunately it's not a good fit. But if we've been trying and we've been trying, and what they say, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again. And I really challenge everybody, let's try to do something differently. Hey, I can be the example here. Even though I've been gracious to have gone through a life that has been, you know, not too bad, I've also gone through a lot as well. But I'm in a point in my life that I can't keep doing the same thing over and over again myself. Sometimes I have had to realize that I have to let people go. It's very disheartening. You know, you don't want to let people go you love. You don't want to leave a comfortable situation. However, You know, with inflation, things going up, things evolving, things changing as people. And the only way for us to succeed is to continually grow and change and evolve. So I just want everybody just to think about thinking more logical versus thinking more emotionally so that we can reach our destination. I appreciate each and every one for staying down with Phoenix, chatting with Phoenix. It's been over 3 years I've been doing this podcast. Soon, we're going to be doing a podcast on YouTube. I appreciate y'all. Until next time, once again, if you want to be on the show, feel free to hit me up at thephoenixnow@gmail.com. I'm looking forward to more guests. I'm looking forward to more support. If you wanted to send a Cash App for donations, feel free to hit me up. It is Media BCP. Thank you all for rocking with me and continue. Check out all the new music videos. Shout out to my boy Jay Wright. Shout out to my homies. You know, big shout out to y'all. I love y'all so much. It's so many to name, you know. But we'll be back. Until next time.